from the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Jamal Cutler reports in Columbia Green Media that a group of citizens calling themselves the Summit Lake Conservation Group successfully sued the Village of Philmont Planning Board, overturning their approval of a large high-end housing subdivision there. 3rd Judicial District Supreme Court Judge Richard Mott overturned the planning board approval in January in an Article 78 case. The Clover Reach Partners LLC development is proposed alongside Lake Summit, the body of water at the center of Philmont. Karen Schomer, a former WGXC programmer and one of the members of the group overturning the approval, said the planning board barely considered any environmental factors when it originally approved the project last year. She said, and I quote, "We were hopeful that the planning board will stop and take a hard look at the environmental impact. Instead, they just brushed everything aside and moved the project forward as complete. We're incredibly disappointed that the planning board isn't working harder to protect that lake environment," end quote. Schomer explained some of the environmental concerns. She said, and I quote, "There's a lot of documented wildlife, native plant and flower species, and bald eagles are there almost every day. We know it's an environmentally rich area, and we're concerned about what putting in a road and building 16 houses on this sloped hillside is going to do to the biodiversity that we have at Summit Lake," end quote. The planning board is now taking up the proposal again with a public hearing at 7 p.m. March 20th at Philmont Village Hall. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Nancy Kern at Columbia Green Media reports that the Greene County Legislature has authorized $9,000 to fund 10 emergency medical technician recruits to train with the EMS Council at a cost of $900 per individual training. The resolution authorizing the funding said that Greene County has a shortage of paramedics and that many leaving the field could result in, and I quote, "an increase in deaths among Greene County citizens," end quote. Stephen Neer, Chief of Operations for Greene County Paramedics, said, and I quote, "You have holes in schedules with administrators having to fill open slots to provide ambulances on the road. A lot of agencies normally had 2 or 3 ambulances per paramedic, but they're struggling to put 1 or 2 now. The agency I used to work for had 5 ambulances. Now they're struggling to get 3. It's difficult to hang on to the EMTs you have," end quote. The shortage of emergency first responders is national, and since training takes 6 months, it is not a problem that can be quickly fixed. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. News 10 in Albany reports that on March 1st, the federal government ended pandemic-era payments for low-income families on the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. The program averaged around an extra $90 per person each month for 3 years. The program's demise may lead families to some of the free food fridge programs or food pantries locally. There are free food fridges in Albany, Catskill, and Hudson, among other locations. It is a confidential, barrier-free way to access food items. Jamella Anderson, who started the Albany Free Fridge, said, and I quote, "We knew the pandemic did so much damage, and now we're feeling the after effects. So food costs are so high, so even if you have $95 extra in your SNAP benefits, that's still not going to get you what it did maybe 2 or 3 years ago," end quote. The food pantries for the Capital District, Executive Director Natasha Pernicka said, and I quote, "Food pantries are here to help. There are food pantries throughout the Capital Region and New York State. And if people do not know where to turn, it's easy to use our map at foodpantries.org to search for food pantries across the state of New York," end quote. Both the local free fridge programs and food pantries always need donations, too, for anyone who wants to help with Hudson Valley hunger. Read more about this story at the News 10 website. WNYT reports that Paul Tonko, who represents Albany County and the rest of the 20th Congressional District, is crowing about funding for two local fire departments. The Burnt Hill Fire Department gets more than $121,000, and the South Glen Falls Fire Company will receive $35,000. The departments will use the money for radios, equipment maintenance, and other safety equipment. Read more about this story at WNYT. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the Donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.